Neon Inkwell.
That's incredible.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rusty Quill presents Inexplicables.
Happened last night. A wholly unwarranted and vicious attack on a young girl less than a mile away from these very steps has shocked and appalled those of us who have seen the footage on social media. We wish Clementine and her family a speedy recovery and hope that they can put this horrible affair behind them. However, we cannot, as a community, allow this crime to be forgotten, as it has thrown a spotlight onto an ongoing issue that has remained unaddressed for far too long. An issue that, I fear, needs to be brought out into the open so that we can tackle it together. For many years now, the population of Gravesby has been suffering in silence, suffering from an influx of questionable people on our streets who have rewarded our tolerance with vandalism and burglary. We are good people, but we are not fools. And I think it is time we say enough. We, your elected officials, will no longer tolerate anybody abusing the system, nor will we support any organizations that facilitate that abuse. Enough is enough. Thank you.
That's enough, Ivan. Christ. What the hell were you thinking?
Me? What did I do?
You let a vampire threaten a child while they were being filmed, and didn't even think to call any of us for damage control. We could have avoided this whole mess if you had just taken a moment to think.
Hey, screw you, Cressida. And you can back off and all. Susie didn't even do anything. She was just trying to scare them away from me. They managed to trip themselves up all on their own.
Do you have any idea how serious this is? We are exposed. See them outside? What does that look like to you?
Bunch of inbred dickheads.
This is the public, Meredith, and the press. They are angry, and they are waiting outside our front door.
It's not my fault. That gobby bitch, what's her name, Tangerine. She was proper starting on me. If Susie hadn't stepped in,
She did. And here we are.
Fine, so we just get out there, give our side of the story.
We can't give our side of the story without exposing everyone. It's a miracle that the footage was poor enough to hide her fangs. Otherwise, I'd dread to think what would be happening now.
This is bullshit. They attacked us.
Meredith, they don't care. All they know is what they're being fed by Alan and his lot. As far as they're concerned, they just watched a young girl threatened by a homeless woman while an ICS representative watched. You've handed William a bloody godsend.
Frank, back me up here. Frank.
We need to issue a statement and get ahead of this. Now. Where the hell is Shehala? Frank?
Dunno.
I haven't seen her since last night when I... well...
What? For God's sake, what else could you have possibly managed to ruin in such a short time?
Heya!
Meredith, why don't you do us all a favour and just go home while we try to clean up your mess, all right?
I can help.
Clearly you can't. You've done nothing but cause trouble since you arrived, and frankly, it would be better for everyone if you just left now.
Hey, listen here, you stuck-up. For fuck's sake, fine!
While you're at it, send Harold over. We need a figurehead right now.
Send Lurch over there. Or get him your damn self.
Oh, hi, Meredith.
Meredith?
I'm going out.
What on earth is going on? Who are all those people outside?
Shahela, I need you to contact Ben at the Gazette straight away, if he's not already out there. I've written a short interim comment. You need to send that over, and then I need you to start drafting a proper statement for the website.
A statement about what? Oh,
for God's sake.
Susie lost it in front of a teenager. Nothing too bad. Hospital gave her the all clear, but it's all over social media. And William Allen's sticking his oar in.
Oh, Christ.
Aye.
So, where's Susie now?
Nobody knows.
Right. Okay.
So you see why I need that statement now, Shahela?
I'm on it.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Who exactly are you?
Oh, sorry. Completely forgot. This is Barbara. Barbara, this is Cressida, Frank and Ivan. Barbara is... well, she's...
Right, yeah. Whoever you are, you're not ICS staff, so you need to leave the premises.
Frank!
No, we need to think about security, especially now.
Frank, she's a friend and she's offering to help. And if things are as bad as they look, we're going to need as much help as we can get.
Shella, it's fine. I'll make myself scarce.
No, you don't have to.
It's okay. Just call me if you need me, all right? I'll be around until all this blows over. Nice to meet you all.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Here, I'll walk you out. What is wrong with you all?
Make sure she uses the back door.
Looks like it's just you and me for now, Frank. And you, Ivan, obviously. I need people I can rely on. I wish Iris were here.
Hey.
Piss off.
I saw what's been happening with ICS. You and Susie, wasn't it? Yeah, I figured I'd find you here.
What do you want?
I just thought you could do with a friend.
Yeah? Let me know if you see one.
Meredith.
Enough, all right? I'm done. Just leave before I make you leave.
All right.
Great.
But I have a question.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Please, I know you don't owe me anything, but it's important. Just one question, and I'm gone for good. Scout's honour.
Fine. What?
Last night, at the hospital, you met Nick.
Your cousin. Yeah. And what?
What did you make of him?
What?
What did you think of Nick? Did you like him?
Seriously, that's it.
That's it?
You just want to know what I think about your cousin.
Yep.
Why?
Does it matter?
Look, if you're going to try and set me up with him...
I'm not. Please, just tell me what you thought of him. Please.
He was fine.
That's it?
What do you want from me? A fucking breakdown? He was fine. Ordinary. Bit short. Bit mumbly. Could probably do with a shave. Happy?
No.
What's the spout, Gobble? What are you trying to prove? That you're better than him? That I'm lucky to have you chasing me all the time? That you're some kind of catch or something?
No.
I bet you shit all over him, but I'll tell you this. He might not have the swoopy hair or the six-pack or the big smile or anything like that, but right now, he's a damn sight more attractive than you. And you know why?
Why?
Because he isn't you.
Yes. He is.
What?
He is me.
Oh, Christ.
Godbolt isn't real. He's a fake, a glamour. He's everything I wish I was. Been able to do it ever since I was a kid, and I like you. I didn't want you to find out.
I'm done.
I know I fucked up.
Don't touch me!
Oi! None of that!
Stay the fuck away from me.
Fuck.
Who is it?
Mr. Stonewall? Mr. Stonewall, this is the Grimsby police. Open the door, please.
Shit!
Mr. Stonewall, we have a warrant for your arrest.
Shit, fucking shit balls. Where's the goddamn...
Harold? We know you're in there.
Shit.
Oh, he's off. Take the back. Oh, on it.
No!
Give it up, Harold. You knew this was coming. There's nowhere to go. Come out willingly, or they'll drag you out in cuffs.
Just a minute!
Last chance, Harold.
God! Fuck!
Harold?
Found a bag.
Oh, back door was open. Must have just missed him.
Damn it.
Right then. Mr. Belfrage, go with my colleague to call it in. I'll stay here in case he comes back.
No!
Hello?
Hey, Susie.
Oh, hi, Nick. Long time.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Look, Nick, I don't really, this isn't a good time for me.
I know, that's why I called. Are you okay?
Not really.
Listen, if you need somewhere to lie low, you know my sofa's always free.
Oh, no, Nick, I am not getting anyone else mixed up in all this shit.
If you're sure.
No, I'm fine. I'm round the back of the church. No one ever comes here.
Right.
So how's things?
I think you've got enough on your plate right now without listening to my crap as well.
Well, I could do with a distraction. How's things with Meredith? She seemed pretty pissed off last I heard.
She found out.
Oh.
Yeah.
I warned you.
Oh, don't start, all right? I know. But without Godbolt, I've got nothing. She'd never even have looked at me without him.
Did she say that?
She might as well have. He's the only thing that makes me worth something. Someone.
How long have I known you, Nick?
I don't know.
5 years, Nick. 5 years, and in that time, have I ever said I wanted Godbolt around? Ever? No, I haven't. You'd bring him out because you thought everyone would like him more, but we didn't. I didn't. I still don't. Godbolt is a dick. You're a dick when you're him.
We both know he's the only thing that makes me...
insufferable.
Special.
Special? I would do anything to be ordinary again, you know that? Anything. At least you have a choice.
Susie...
You say you want to help out.
Of course.
Then do me a favour and start being you again.
But...
No, listen, all right? I don't need a flash bastard smarming up the place right now. What I need is my friend.
Okay.
What was that?
Fine. Yes. Okay.
Good. Well, thank you.
So, how's... everything else, you know, apart from the,
apart from my face being all over the internet and people thinking I'm some kind of vicious animal.
Yeah. Apart from all that.
I'm fine, I guess. Could be worse. I've been trying to get a hold of Robbie. I've not seen him since he blew up at Harold.
What?
Nothing major. No one was hurt or anything. But he missed the last session, so figured I should just check up.
Maybe you should be focusing on yourself a bit more right now.
Yeah, maybe. I haven't heard from any of the old lot in a while now.
Me neither. They probably just got fed up with it all. Gravesby and ICS and everything. God knows I am.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know why you still bother. The place is a shithole, and I don't think any of them even know what they're doing. They're all just making it up as they go along.
Aren't we all?
All right, enough of that. You always get morbid when you start with all that philosophical stuff.
Sorry. Maybe I should drop in there, actually. They might, you know, I don't know, have a safe room or something. Until this all blows over.
It's your call.
I mean, it couldn't hurt to ask, right?
I guess not. Just look after yourself, Susie. All right.
You too, Nick.
Well, decent. But I need someone with real chutzpah if I'm announcing a new policy. I don't want the usual dross. I need something that looks good on a front page. Something that really grabs people and gets the juices flowing.
Got it. I've managed to dredge up a few older arrest stats for you, and I'm trying to cross-reference them a bit with benefits usage, like you asked, but honestly, I'm struggling to find anything to work with here. Maybe we could try something with...
No. You see, this is exactly what I don't want. This isn't a statistics thing. This is about how people feel. You've got to find the passion of it.
The passion?
Yes, passion! The kind of passion that will get me elected again. Because I obviously care so very much about all of it.
William, we're already treading a very fine line here. What happens if you actually implement all this and things don't improve? People will be furious.
For God's sake, Lily. I'm just asking you to put a bit of sauce on the damn thing. Instead of having me more bloody spreadsheets.
Right.
The voters need to know that their fears are being dealt with properly by our administration. And that ICS is simply encouraging... Oh, God speak of the devil.
I want a word now.
Cressida! I've been trying to get hold of you all morning.
I'm sure. What the hell do you think you are doing, Bill?
Good morning, Cressida. You're looking... I don't know. Busy? And Ivan! It's always a pleasure to see you.
This has gone far enough, Bill. I don't care if you're still bent out of shape over St. Mark's. You need to drop this anti-ICS nonsense right now.
Oh, I am sorry if you feel unhappy with how my administration is handling this matter. Oh, and of course, you are welcome to voice your concerns at my next open office.
You can either talk to me in your office right now, or we have it all out right here.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case, I suppose we should talk in my office.
Mm-hmm.
Lily,
mm?
Please screen my calls for the next 10 minutes.
Right.
If you think you're going to fob me off in 10 minutes...
Now you know what, Lily, make it 5.
Yes, sir. So, how are you, Ivan?
What the hell do you think you're doing, Bill?
Oh, no pleasantries today, then.
How do you expect me to keep things together with this kind of public pressure? I don't need you prancing around out there, painting a bullseye on my back just because you were set on selling St. Mark to your golf buddies.
Oh, I'm sure you can handle it.
Have you even looked out of your front door? The press are practically drooling on your doorstep and you're in here ringing the dinner bell.
Oh, you've always had such a colourful way with words, Cressida.
You know as well as I do that if I go down, it doesn't end well for anybody. Least of all, you.
Threats, Cressida? Really?
I just think you might need reminding what's at stake here. For both of us.
Oh, please, be my guest.
How exactly do you intend to keep balancing your books without my contributions?
Do you really think anyone cares about a few wonky accounts right now? There are people attacking children on the streets. I could sell them on a taxpayer-funded orgy right now if they thought it would keep their kids safe.
So, that's all it takes. You get a sniff of some positive polls and suddenly think you're untouchable? I will go all the way on this if I have to, Bill. I will tell everyone the kind of man you really are.
Who do you think will listen? You're the legal officer for ICS. You're the crooked lawyer defending these terrible people. You're in worse trouble than me.
I'm ending this.
Oh, if you could have, you already would have. Now, if that's everything, you'll have to forgive me. I'm very busy. We're all done here. Do show Cressida an assistant out?
Yes, sir.
The front entrance, this time, I think.
Right.
I'm sure there's plenty of journalists who'd like a word with her as she leaves.
You need to stop this, Lily, or I swear to God you'll never see another package from me again.
Goodbye, Cressida.
No, that's the only statement we're currently making at present. Our CEO's currently in conference with our chief legal officer.
No, we haven't taken the website down. It's been hacked.
They're talking with Mayor Allen's office right now. We'll provide an update as soon as we can.
Right, I'll pass the message on as soon as they become available. Yeah, fine.
Listen, can I call you back? I've got another call coming through. Oh, what a mess.
Get away from the windows.
Hey, bloody hell. There's at least 50 of them out there. And it's not just the press anymore. What are we going to do?
We just keep our heads down and get on with the job like always. What?
Frank, I need you to come out and get me. There's nowhere else for me to go. And I've just come from the
Susie, bed. Susie, slow down. Where are you?
I'm across the road. Mm-hmm. I'm scared, Frank. I saw them
right, yeah.
Rock.
Look, it's Susie. She's just outside.
Are you okay? I'm worried they're going to see me, and like, what are we going to do?
You need to get down there and get her in through the back door, Frank.
Yeah. Susie, you need to stay right out of sight, all right? Try and come round the back. I'm on my way.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't do this. I shouldn't have left the church. I should have just stayed.
Yes, Susie, just stay hidden till I come and get you. Shuella,
Go, Frank. They're all hanging around the front. Mm-hmm. The door by the bin should be clear.
All right. Are you sure, though?
Frank, I'll be fine. Just go.
Right.
She needs you.
Yes. Right, you just stay away from the windows.
You're fine. It's okay. They're going to come in there and kill you. It's fine. Oh, God. Huh? Hello?
Shahela, it's Barbara. Are you okay?
Barbara? Well, not really, but
I heard the news. I'm on my way. Are you in the office right now?
Yes, I'm inside, but Frank will be here in the moment.
I'm coming to get you.
No, Barbara. If they see you...
I just shaved. There's nothing to see. No one will know. I'll be there in 5.
No, Barbara, stay away. Oh, God, Susie.
It's her. From the video.
Out of my way. Move it. Thank you. Susie, come on. We've got to get you inside.
Careful, she bites you. Back up.
Susie, come on.
Frank?
Get away from here right now. All of you, right? This is private property.
Are you an ICS representative?
You piss off. Go on.
Can you tell us what's wrong with
her? There's nothing wrong with her. Just get out of here before I call the police. Go on.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Why did he attack an innocent girl?
Tell us, has this happened before?
Screw this. Come on, Susie.
Boy,
come on.
Answer the question.
Get off
what
me.
What is she?
Just fuck off.
They're more like her.
Right. Sorry. All of you need to listen. You're scared. You're angry. I get it. But this isn't helping anyone. You all need to go home and let us deal
with... You all bastard.
Oh, get off me. Get off. Right, stop. No, look, you don't need to do this.
Leave him alone. Oi, get off him.
Barbara. Oh, no. Shuella, get away from the windows.
Leave him alone.
Shuella.
What the hell is that?
This is Control, over.
Copy, Control. Go ahead, over.
We've got a disturbance over at the ICS building. Requesting assistance, over.
Copy, Control. I'm done here. 15 responding, over.
Oh, God.
15, this is Control. Requesting ETA, over.
This is 15. On my way, 5 minutes out, over.
Oh. Oh, damn it.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message received, 12:32 p.m.
What the hell is going on? Oh, fuck me.
Shahela? Frank?
Hello? Who's that? Who's there? Alright, someone's playing silly buggers, you're about to get a face full of chair. I'm serious! Right.
No! No! Leave us alone!
Who the fuck are you?
It's not...
Oi, dipshits, I asked you a question. For fuck's sake, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Oh, God!
Calm the fuck down!
No. Close the
shit!
Door.
Move over! Brilliant.
Inexplicables is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was written by Tom Critch and Alexander J. Newell, with script editing by Helen Gould. It was produced by Hannah Preisinger and directed by Maddie Searle, with production manager April Sumner and executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Meredith Stonewell was played by Beth Eyre. Harold Stonewell was played by Harry Farmer. Shahela was played by Safia Ingar. Frank was played by Ian Hales. Cressida was played by Faye Roberts. Abraham Godbolt and Nick were played by Mark Nicholson. John Belfrage was played by Kareem Crumpley. Lily Jones was played by Savi Desitage. Susie Broadbent was played by Vera Chalk. Barbara was played by Nicola O'Keefe. William Allen was played by Alexander Doddy. Ivan was played by Alexander J. Newell. The voicemail was played by Imogen Harris. Charlie was played by Hannah Raymond Cox. Sharon was played by Lydia Nicholas. The barman was played by Mike LeBeau. The police officers were played by Quinn B. Rodriguez and Francesca Reed. Control was played by Alistair Stewart. The journalists were played by Marguerite Kenner, Tim Meredith, and Francesca Reed. Editing was by Annie Fitch and Maddie Searle, with mastering by Jeffrey Nils Gardner, music by Samuel D.F. Jones, and artwork by Annika Khan. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community at r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@RustyQuill.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.